This is Taylor Talk, the number one Taylor Swift podcast, brought to you by TaylorTalk.org.
Batman, is that you?
Hey, Steven.
Adam.
I'm Batman.
You sound pretty good. That's a real good impression there.
I'm Batman.
Uh-huh. You might want to stop that because I think you are scaring some of our listeners away with that. What is the whole deal behind that whole Batman thing that you did?
I'm glad you asked, Steve, because a lot of people have been asking about that. And here's the funny thing. All right, let me give the background and then I'll get to the funny thing at least.
Okay.
The background is on the Ask FM account. Somebody said something about the original outro scaring them, which is, you know, Diane's sweet little, this podcast is not directly affiliated with Taylor. You know, and like, it's, Diane's got such a soft voice. Like, you know, how does that scare you? So I thought it was funny. So To this person, which I believe asked anonymously on Ask FM, said, they're like, it's, or what did I, sorry, I said, so I said I would change it up for them.
Mm-hmm.
And
you
by
did.
Changing it up, since they kept going on about it, what?
You totally did change it up, that's for sure.
Well, by them saying they were scared by it, I did the scariest voice I could think of. Now, the funny thing is, this person responded afterwards and is like, you honestly scared me and almost cried. I will have nightmares tonight. Uh-huh. I actually did think the original outro was scary to me, but now it's even more scary. Pouty sad face. Meanie equals Adam. So they called me a meanie.
Oh.
No,
well, if anything, I guess you can go back to the original one now, and it's not as scary, right?
Well, here's something funny, though.
Mm-hmm.
There was an Ask FM question. I only checked this now because the question was 2 hours ago that says, can you keep the new outro?
We're going to have a vote.
Got to put it to a vote. Let's put a poll on TaylorTalk.org or something.
As long as Warner Brothers doesn't come with like some sort of lawsuit. I don't know. I don't think they have that Batman voice patented. But
I'm going to have Christian Bale banging down my front door being like, that's my voice.
He didn't even do that in the first movie, which was kind of the weird thing to me. Like all of a sudden when he started in the second one, I'm like, what is this?
Yeah, he did.
Like, I seriously cracked up the first time I heard him do that voice, because it's, like, so darn ridiculous, it's not even, like, believable. It's like you want to give someone, like, a cough drop, or, like, here's a piece of candy, you know?
Right, right.
But here's a Ricola, right? I think that's what it is.
Steve, I hate to do it, because this episode's supposed to be open discussion, but we are so off of Taylor Swift.
Yeah, that's true. Well, let's hit some Taylor Swift stuff then, huh?
Taylor Swift. Oh, well,
what's
tour's over. There's nothing to talk about. Bye, guys.
See ya. No. There's all sorts of good stuff out there.
What's been going on? Oh, you know what? Something I wanted to tackle was talk to you about and get opinions, because I have very strong opinions on this. And that's the whole thing about Taylor being in The Giver. And I hate doing it because people yell at me for all the Harry Potter references on this podcast, but constant vigilance, internet vigilance, and always questioning the sources, because it's been picked up by some mainstream news, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if you remember correctly, with Les Mis, that was also picked up by mainstream news. So I just want to, well, first make it very clear, I'm not the all-saying, all-being in the Taylor Swift world. Taylor herself is. So I don't know for sure. But I'm just saying, what we have seen thus far, I have seen nothing to verify that Taylor will be in that movie. Because Taylor has not said it. Nor has any representative acting on her behalf, such as the Taylor Nation 13 Twitter account, any of her social media accounts for that matter, or her publicist. Those are my... Those I just kind of want to remind everyone, those are like the three things: Taylor, her publicist, her social media, official social media accounts are the only places that really say, yes, this is happening.
Well, everyone likes to be first. And, you know, if you have a story, you like to run with it. And, you know, there's been a lot of things that have happened in the news that have always been like that. And it just it can get real messy if it's not true. I mean, I don't think there's really much harm with this. Is sometimes I know that, you know, before people have shown wrong, like, you know, Facebook accounts of people, and then they're, you know, writing bad things on people's walls and all sorts of other craziness like that, you know, and that's always bad. But at least with The Giver, one thing that kind of made me crack up a little bit. I don't know if you know the story of The Giver.
No. Well, I might if you refresh my memory.
All right. I never did read this book when I was in school. So, I mean, it's like a, you know, Newbery Medal winner, and that, you know, has that nice little seal they put on the books. But I was just reading a little background just because I was like, well, what is this story about? And it says the story is of Jonas. And the first thing came into my mind was like, oh, no.
Oh.
Yeah, this is about Jonas, not Jonas Brothers. And they're living in a utopian society.
Okay.
So he's like the Jonas is assigned to a certain job, receiver of memories, and is trained by the society's giver.
Right. But okay.
I don't remember anything from that, but I do find it funny that the main character is called Jonas, and what's involved with Taylor Swift here, possibly, you don't know.
Well, let's do, you want to debate it out, me versus you? You want to take one side versus the other? Like, one of us will say Taylor will be in the movie and one will not?
I don't know. Like I said, I go along with you there. I mean, once we see it from an official source, you know, because we saw what happened with Les Mis, so... You know, I'm not going to say it's going to happen because it may not.
Right. Well, I was just playing. See, it's me. I can see evidence on both sides, in favor mm-hmm. and against. Against, obviously, the biggest piece of evidence is that Taylor or any of her representatives have not said a thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
However, well, you know, I don't want to seem like, if it does become true and she is in this movie, which we don't know yet, I don't want to seem like that big dum-dum who's like, oh, Adam said it wasn't going to happen. Ha ha at Adam, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, there are a few things that point in favor of her being in the movie. The main okay. one I can think of is that the author of the book tweeted it.
Oh.
The author of the book, I forget the name of this author, but Lois that was Lowry? Circulating around. And I did go on this person's Twitter account, and it said something like, congrats to Taylor for being cast in the movie, whatever. However, the wording of it, the whole, like... Well, maybe it didn't say congrats. I don't remember exactly what it said. But either way,
Now you're starting your own rumors.
I'm starting my own. Thanks, Steve.
Yep.
So the author said it. So that seems like the most official source. One thing that has been bothering me quite a bit in this fan base is people seeing the Keds Twitter account as an official source.
Mm-hmm.
That has driven me up the wall because unless it has to do with the relationship between Taylor and Keds, Keds doesn't know any more than we do.
Mm-hmm.
Like, sure. Why would Keds, whoever they have, somebody around our age that runs their social media account for them, why would that person be privy to information like that? They wouldn't be.
It's hard to say. Hey, back to what you were mentioning there. So the author is Lois Lowry. It's at Lois Lowry Writer. And it was on the 27th. She said, Taylor Swift will play Rosemary, a small but vital and intriguing role in the Giver movie.
Okay.
That's been retweeted like 628 times. So.
Right. Well, I guess what I was getting confused with then is because I believe Ked said the word congrats in their tweet.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
I think.
Well, that's the thing. And things can spread very quickly. I mean, you would think that the author of the book would be knowing who was going to play in the movie because they have her involved with, you know, getting the rights to be able to use her book in a movie and that. But yeah, we'll wait until we hear some official stuff. Here's another one for you that actually I saw recently. I've gotten a little more into Taylor Connect over the past couple of weeks here now, just you know, with the Red Tour being over now, I'm like, oh, I don't want to see what other Taylor stuff, you know, she's involved with. But one of the ones that's been going around here lately was about the new single that's coming out. And first off, is that true? Is there another single? What's it going to be?
I haven't heard about a new single.
Oh, okay. Then here, there's your curveball. Here it comes. So, and it's not one of our favorite songs.
Not one of whose favorites?
Our favorite songs.
Well, not one of our favorites.
Well, pick a song off of Red that you're not a big fan of.
Oh, man. Gary Lightbody?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no.
The last time. And I did find, like, there's actually...
Oh, okay. Steve, sorry. I was confused. When you said new single, I don't know why my mind immediately went to, like, something that hasn't been released yet. Not okay. something off the existing album being made a single. Sorry, I got confused there.
It's all good. Anyways, there's been a couple of, like, you know, Taylor fan sites that have pretty much they've found out, not sure what this thing's called. It's called Ultimate Music, and they're like some sort of music source finder of different sorts. But pretty much what they've said is that the next single will be The Last Time, and it will come out October 22nd via Big Machine Records. And it's actually going to be a UK single, which that part actually made sense to me because, obviously she has just recently released the dates for London there that'll be happening in February, tickets on sale, that kind of stuff. So it would make sense that she'd actually be gearing for some singles that would be, throughout the world, especially through the UK, seems to be, a logical choice.
Well, so of course, Gary Lightbody and Snow Patrol are popular there. That's where they're from.
True. So, I mean, there's a lot of things that really point that this makes sense to be the next single, but it's the same deal where until we have official word, we have no idea. So we can only guess.
have you checked your all-knowing source yet, Steve?
I did look on Wikipedia.
You knew exactly what I was talking about. That was funny.
Yeah. And it's pretty much there was nothing new on the page there. But, we've dealt with that before where sometimes random people seem to be updating that. So at least we got a couple of things to like look out for. Is she going to be in The Giver? Is the next single going to be The Last Time? What else has been going on? Much anything else?
Well, do you know what's been going on, Steve, this second? Is Diane, who's not with us on this recording, obviously, decided it was appropriate while we were here recording for everyone to send me a picture of vanilla yogurt with rainbow sprinkles, my absolute favorite.
Oh.
That was rude.
That's not fair at all. I don't think she even sent me a picture, so there.
Yes, even more rude to Steve, Diane, because I know you're listening sometime in the future right now.
Yes, Diane of the future, you're mean.
Why you gotta be so mean?
Why do you gotta be so mean?
So, I'm doing an experiment, Steve. I just tweeted a minute ago from Taylor Talk that Steve and I are doing an unedited discussion now. Anyone gonna listen? We'll see if anyone responds.
Well, it's almost like, that we're talking about that possible live episode.
A lot of people replied to that, actually.
Mm-hmm.
People like that idea.
I think it's a great idea.
Yeah.
I think we can make it happen. I just think we need to research a little bit to see what would make it, successful there. I don't know. There's a couple options. You could do something like a Google Hangout or.
Oh, you know what? Usually my friends on other podcasts have done it. I was actually on, I mentioned previously that I'm hosting another podcast now as well as this one. And what we did with that was Ustream.
Oh, Ustream. Yeah, that's a good choice, too. So,
yeah, we used Ustream, did a live episode, and then, of course, recorded the live episode so that way people who couldn't make it could still listen later.
Mm-hmm. Well, that would be a good idea. So, hey, we'll research that. I mean, I think it's a possibility. I don't know if we can or when we can, but we'll definitely look into it because people seem to be a fan of that idea.
Well, Steve, why don't we just ask Heads? They seem to be the official source on everything.
I don't know about that.
Sorry, that one just irritated me a little bit.
It's okay.
No, it didn't irritate me that Keds tweeted it. By any means, they're allowed to tweet whatever they want. It irritated me that people took that as official.
Right.
Just because Taylor has some affiliation with them. I mean, that could be, who was our most recent? Oh, Shane Drake, when we had him on, right? Music video director. What if Shane Drake was like, Taylor Swift is going on a tour through Asia? You know what I mean? Just because he's worked with her doesn't mean he is the official source.
Right. Well, that's true. And the thing that's interesting is the Keds tweet. I actually have it up here, so I'll throw it out there. So this is from @Keds on Twitter, and it's exciting news. Our girl, Taylor Swift 13, is joining the star-studded cast of The Giver. Is it too early to pre-order movie tickets? And they got like 830 retweets. So there's more traction with that than the actual author of the book who is now having her.
Well, Keds has a significantly larger following on Twitter and a more relevant following now.
Taylor following group.
Yeah. Bigger Taylor following. Exactly. That's a good way to word it.
Yep. So.
So. I'm going to stop now.
Get off your soapbox, Adam.
People are going to hate me.
No, they're not. Nobody hates you, Adam. It's just a matter of, I think everyone's aware of the situation and, things can spiral out really quickly if, you think it's official. I mean, especially on Twitter where you get those, official hash or the official little check marks there. And it's like, well, if this is a real official account, then they should be only telling the facts. And maybe it's a fact, maybe it's not. But you would think that Taylor's, you know, people and such would actually put that information out there first.
Well, that's what I was going to think. That's what I was going to ask, Steve. I was actually going to try and tackle that next. It's something that has been bugging me. And, you know, people ask me because when I go on my rants about kids is not an official source, you haven't heard it from Taylor. People are like, well, why hasn't Taylor said anything? Because it's all over the news. I mean, her publicist, whoever else is on her team that is authorized to represent her on that front on, you know, in terms of announcements and anything like that, they must know that this is circulating around social media and the news. So why don't they either confirm or deny it?
Because I think you do that and then you're stuck into the point that you always have to do that. And then people will just start rumors just to get a response. You know, just get their name out there. And really, this is about Taylor. This is not about people spreading the news and that kind of stuff.
Well, I have an interesting theory in that respect that I actually thought of while you were talking and I wasn't paying attention to you.
Imagine that.
It happens. But anyway, I thought of the fact that maybe they don't cut it off because any publicity is good publicity. And right now people are talking about Taylor Swift in a time when she's in a lull. She has no new music. She has the tour just ended before it starts up again in a couple months. She's doing nothing right now, yet people are still talking about her and keeping her relevant.
That's a good point. Very good point.
So that could be why they don't cut it off. But in all fairness, that's another argument against it being true. Because if it was true, they'd be like, yes, it's true. Keep talking about it and spreading it to all your friends.
Yeah, but that's when it becomes less fun, though, once it's all official.
Well, yeah, so many people right now think it's official. What's the difference?
Yeah, but a lot of people think that they're first. Like, oh, look, we know this before everybody else does.
I suppose.
You know, like just when we're trying to, like, guess who her special guests are going to be in Nashville. Because if we're right, we look smart. You know, that's... That's always those chances that you take to be, you know, first on the scene, you know, that kind of stuff.
Steve, how do you feel about Ozzy?
Ozzy Osbourne?
You know, the one that goes, Sharon!
You know, funny little bit about that. I never did watch the Osbournes.
I never did either.
I like Ozzy's music. I actually have some of his CDs. I liked when he was in Black Sabbath and, you know, all the music way back then. But recent Ozzy stuff, I'm okay with him. I don't have a problem with Ozzy. I think he's cool.
Did you know I drove by his house once? And it's
really
scary. He has, like, demons on the gates. And it's creepy.
I wonder if you ring his doorbell if it has some creepy, like, like your Batman voice or something.
He'd be like, Sharon, get the door. No, Steve, the reason I asked you is, I don't know if you saw it or not, but Sharon Osbourne just did an interview recently, Ozzy's wife, talking about an encounter that he or she and Ozzy had running into Taylor in the store.
I did actually see that.
Did you?
Yeah.
Apparently, Ozzy thinks that Taylor is beautiful. He was blown away by her beauty. And he said, I finally met someone who I could say is a true superstar.
I just want to know where they shop, because that would be cool to
run into Ozzy and Taylor on the same day.
Yeah, that's where I want to go shopping. That's
Dude, I want to get a job there.
Right.
I'll bag their groceries for them.
Yeah, that was on The Talk. It's a show on CBS, kind of like, I guess it's like The View and all those other ones. But Sharon's on that show. So.
Another one of those talk shows for like middle-aged women.
Yeah, I don't watch that stuff. I don't know about you.
But you're feeling 22.
Well, not quite 22.
So, I don't know. I just thought that was worth mentioning. As long as we're here rambling.
Yeah, I mean, it's good to see that, like, Taylor is being talked about in a lull. You know, this is great, you know. Keep the, you know, her name out there buzzing around and keep her relevant.
Well, we talk about Taylor all the time, which brings
me
to my next point.
Okay.
Which is, why aren't all of you people listening right now telling your friends to listen to us also? Like, why are you sitting there just listening to Adam? Oh, yeah, that's right, I should tell my friend. No, just go do it.
Taylor talk, the best kept secret.
Yeah, well, it's not that much of a secret if you look at our download numbers, but it was sarcasm. I would love for you guys to tell your friends, but I'm not going to force you. If you enjoy Taylor talk as your own private time, that's fine too.
Speaking of download numbers, you were getting a lot of Ask FM questions.
Oh my gosh, Steve, we never should have brought up that Alaska thing.
I thought it was cool. It was a cool little discussion there.
It was. But do you know, I've gotten so many questions. I've got how many downloads in Nashville? How many in England? How many in this state? How many in that state? How many in this country? Like, I've been asked so many times. The biggest problem is with the U.S. ones, though, because people are like, how many in my state, right? Or my city? And the problem is I have close to 1 million downloads that are undocumented. Why the system does that, I don't know. But about 980,000 downloads, say, from a region unknown.
Maybe there's a whole part of the world we're not aware of.
No, that's just within the United States.
Oh, that's just in the United States, huh?
That's in the U.S. regions.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But I'm glad you guys are enjoying listening to us so much and curious to know. Do you know what I think it is, to be honest? Because one person who I'm going to give a shout out to, because this person's a long-term listener, and I don't know if I've ever given her a shout out, but Madison asked me for her local numbers. And the reason behind it was because after I told her how many people were in her city listening, she's like, how come I have never met any of them? So we need to come up with a way to connect our listeners to each other.
That'd be cool.
Not just to us, but to each other as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it makes sense to me.
But on a fun note, though, something I did throw back in Madison's face was she told me about a time where she was actually riding the bus and looked over at somebody else's iPod screen and they were listening to Taylor talk.
Oh, that's cool.
And so Diane and I at the time were encouraging her. We're like, go talk to her, go talk to her, make friends, make friends. And she never went to talk to this girl. And I'm like, what an easy conversation starter. Oh, I see you like Taylor Swift.
True. Very true.
That's how we all became friends. Steve, you, me, Diane, Maya, like, you know.
Well, I'd even see that on a future episode if we just even talk about, you know, the community, the whole Swiftie community and the camaraderie. I mean, that's... that to me is at least half the fun of going to the shows. Yes, I love to see Taylor. I love all the performance and all that. But I also like to get together and hang out with everybody. I mean, that was partially why I went to the Nashville shows,
why
because I knew that everybody was going
friends?
There.
Why can't we be friends?
We are friends.
Oh, yeah. So how many listeners, Steve, do you think don't know that song I was just singing?
I don't know. I don't want to make our listeners... You know, that's a classic song. Everyone should at least be familiar with that one. Yes, most people.
I suppose.
Hey, well, I'm going to do my own shout-out here, seeing that you seem to be shouting out a name.
No!
I just got one. Uh-huh. Like I said, I've been on Taylor Connect a little bit more than I used to be, and actually got a mail message there from Shania, and that's Forever Enchanted 13. She's one of the people that submitted.
Oh, she submits all the time. She's super cool. She is super cool.
So, you know, I talked to her there just briefly through the little mail message thing that's built into Taylor Connect, but, you know, she was all like, oh, I didn't even know you were on here. I'm like, well, yeah, hey. So we just we had a nice little chat. So, hey, hello, Shania.
Hey. Steve, do you know what we haven't done in our little discussion and why we even set up these midweek episodes in the first place?
The Ask FM?
Yeah, we haven't done one yet, should we?
You want to pick up a winner there? I'm sure there's some good ones out there.
I mean, we're running low on time because we're trying to keep these short, yet somehow they inevitably end up as long as a full episode does.
Mm-hmm. Hey, just a little lull here, but I was in Starbucks the other day, and they actually have 10-year anniversary pumpkin spice latte glasses that you can purchase because the pumpkin spice latte, which is now in season, is 10 years old. 2003.
Neato. Yes. Hey, look at this. This Ask FM question I could actually attribute to someone. For some reason, most of these are anonymous, but this one was asked by our good buddy Evan, who was on that Jeopardy episode that one time.
Oh, yeah. He said he was submitting all sorts of craziness there, so that's good.
Yeah.
What's his question?
So Evan's question, of course this is a hypothetical question because it asks us to put ourselves in the mind of Taylor, asks, if Taylor could take any animal from a zoo home with her, what do you think that animal would be? Giraffe.
I was going to say giraffe.
Because I see Taylor as being a very giraffe-y person.
Well, not only that, she has that picture of her with the giraffe in the background. You know what I mean?
She's a giraffe.
That would be the easiest one. I'm sure there's, you know, lots of other ones. You know, maybe, you know, she likes Meredith, and Meredith's a cat, and there's usually some a little bit bigger cats.
So you think cats and giraffes get along?
No, probably not. But in the end, there might just be a very large cat and no more giraffe. So that's probably not a good choice.
A very large cat. So you think she might take home a big cat?
Yeah, it could be. Maybe a lion.
Rawr.
Yeah, a little Katy Perry reference there, right?
Rawr!
I don't know. I mean, you would even think something like, I don't know, koala? I'd like a koala. They always seem like they're like cute. They're just always eating those little, you know.
Koalas, I have learned, carry, I don't know if I should say this on the show.
You're not going to edit this episode, so think about it before you say it.
I got to think of how I'm going to word this. But if I remember correctly, it's the koala, because koalas are native to Australia.
Okay.
And we have our friend Taylor, not Taylor Swift, but Taylor, who was on Taylor Talk that one time, who is also native to Australia. And I believe she told me that koalas carry a particular type of sexually transmitted infection.
Ooh.
I don't remember which one. It could be chlamydia.
Wow.
I could be wrong on that. I could be making that up entirely.
So what was this whole, you just had this whole like 25-minute discussion about have all the facts, and you're just like, oh, I think they have, you know.
Well, if this one's incorrect, I'm passing it on to Taylor.
Oh, so there you go. So we can blame on someone else. So shout
blame it on the native Taylor. Aussie.
Yeah. What other animals? There are going to be some other ones. Like, what else is like? Like,
I mean, I really like elephants, but I don't know if Taylor would like an elephant.
You know, when you say elephant, I automatically think of like.
That's a horse.
That's a horse. No, I think back to the Red Tour, and you know how she has like the circus outfit on at the end there.
Yeah.
Like, why didn't she have, like, animals come out on the stage? Like, what if, like, a giant elephant came out on stage? I mean, it's a very spectacular show, but what if it actually was, like, you know, oh, look, she comes out on an elephant. Oh, my gosh, that'd be crazy.
Taylor coming out on an elephant. Uh-oh, somebody's home. That's just the garage door, in case anybody's wondering.
What is this humming?
Okay. What is that?
Oh, now it's going.
Oh, my gosh. Curse you, you unedited episodes.
Right. Normally, you can just go with the garage door, and then we're like, oh, we're cutting that out. But
I could be like, cut.
Yep. But this time, hey, here's Adam's garage
door. Well, I don't even know if I should start talking again, because it's about to go again. If it just opened, that means it's going to close in about a minute whenever the vehicle pulling in pulls in.
Well, you got to keep talking. You can't have it be awkward silence. I think they can live through hearing a garage door go up and
down.
Well,
if I was Taylor, I'd be like, everybody start cheering so this isn't an awkward silence.
You don't hear the awkwardness of the garage door going up and down.
Right.
Oh.
So I have nothing more on that question, Steve.
I mean, there's all sorts of great animals, but it's hard to say. Like, I mean, the giraffe makes sense. We've seen a picture with her with that before, and I'm sure there's actually been other Taylor occurrences at the zoo.
Steve, I think you're getting very analytical with a very funny question.
Okay. I'm allowed to do that. That's how I roll. I'm very analytical. You know that.
Very analytical. I can picture Steve there now just like stroking his chin being like,
Do you know I bought my first pair of hipster glasses when I was in Nashville?
Oh, is that so, Steve?
Yeah, so.
Feels like a perfect night.
Yes, it does. at some point in time, maybe I'll take a picture of myself in my new glasses. It'll be cool.
Steve just keeps talking. Like, I'm ready to go.
Are you ready to go?
Well, Steve, the problem is like, somehow these inevitably become even longer than regular episodes, which is, maybe it's just because we're freely talking, but, you know, I'm ready to go.
Okay. Well, it's been fun.
Yeah.
It always is fun.
I just, not to make it too official, but, just remember, guys, that if you haven't already, on Monday, we released our in-depth Red Tour review part one. And then this upcoming Monday is going to be part two. We're going to finish off the Red Tour. So give those a listen. All right.
Exactly.
Sounds good to me. I'd appreciate it if you guys listen to that. This is just us bantering. But if you want to hear us actually, I don't know, saying something intelligent, go to the Monday episodes.
I always say stuff that's intelligent. Well, sometimes.
No, you don't, Steve.
Oh, it's all good. So.
Steve says computer nerd speak.
It happens.
Yeah.
So we're going to have Batman in a future episode again? I guess we'll have to find out, right?
This podcast is in no way directly affiliated with Taylor Swift.
Hey.
Hey, someone on Ask FM asked me to keep it, so.
Okay, well, there.
There you have it. Batman enjoy has joined the cast of Taylor Talk. What?
I was like, enjoy that, anonymous person on Ask FM.
That's whoever what happens when anonymous people tell me what to do. I do yes. it.
Oh. All right, Adam. Well, it's been fun.
All right. Later, buddy.
All right. Take care.
All right,
bye.
This podcast is not directly affiliated with Taylor Swift.